Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
As wonderful and unique and artful as the greatest video games undeniably are, video game devs aren't above nicking a few ideas from time to time from the world around us. Whether cribbing their iconic title from a Hollywood one-liner, mining personal tragedy for their art, or using their own technical limitations for their sneaky advantage, the following games all came to be because of some hugely peculiar and surprising origin stories. With that in mind, I'm Will for What Culture, and here are 10 video game origins you never knew. 10. Doom got its name from a Tom Cruise movie. Doom is one of the most influential video games of all time. Beyond the ultra-tight, satisfying gameplay, though, it also benefited from that elegantly snappy title, which immediately conveyed the tone of the game in that simple but imposing word. But designers John Carmack and John Romero didn't come up with the name just by leafing through a thesaurus. They were inspired one night while watching a certain Tom Cruise movie. The film was none other than Martin Scorsese's Oscar-winning hit, The Color of Money, and the particular scene which spawned Doom's moniker involved Cruise's Vincent referring to his custom pool cue as Doom to an inquisitive opponent. And like that, a brand was born, with Romero quickly getting to work on the game's press release before Carmack had even completed a rough build of it. 9. Tomb Raider was originally an Indiana Jones knockoff, with Lara as a sidekick. There is no denying that Tomb Raider owes a certain amount to the Indiana Jones movie franchise, given how obviously the Harrison Ford starring series has influenced swashbuckling, globe-trotting action-adventure games ever since. But this inspiration was originally far more obvious, as earlier iterations of Tomb Raider reportedly featured a male protagonist bearing a not-insignificant resemblance to Harrison Ford's iconic protagonist. Despite publisher Eidos lobbying hard for a male protagonist, developers Core Design decided to ditch their original hero in favor of his South American female sidekick, originally named Lara Cruz. However, it was Eidos who then allegedly insisted that the character be English, resulting in her backstory and name both being changed to the now iconic Lara Croft. 8. Will Wright conceived The Sims after his house burned down. The Sims was one of the biggest pop culture phenomenons of the early noughties, capturing the imaginations of even the most casual-minded players with its winningly relatable aspirationalism. The series was the brainchild of designer Will Wright, and was actually inspired by a life-changing event he suffered through almost a decade before. Wright was close to the epicenter of 1991's Oakland firestorm, which destroyed more than 3,000 homes, including his, and caused around $1.5 billion in damage. As Wright rebuilt his life following the fire, he began to ponder how little material possessions really meant to him, causing him to consider what truly constituted human happiness, and what he actually needed in life. This ended up sowing the seeds for what would become The Sims a year later, a game focused not only on acquiring goods and building a home, but keeping your Sims happy, or not, if you so wish. 7. Kirby was named after Nintendo's copyright lawyer. Tough though it may be to believe, Nintendo's beloved pink pudgeball Kirby is actually based somewhat on an actual human being. Kirby was in fact created to honor lawyer John Kirby, who defended Nintendo in 1984 when they were sued by Universal, who claimed that Donkey Kong infringed on their film King Kong. Kirby's careful examination of prior legal precedent allowed him to win the case for Nintendo, leading the company to feel that he had saved them at a critical juncture. Mr. Miyamoto later named the character of Kirby in his honor, serving as an enduring, indelible tribute to the man's pivotal role in the company's history. 6. Silent Hill was, kinda, inspired by a real-life ghost town. While it's often been claimed that the original 1999 Silent Hill game based itself on the real-life ghost town of Centralia, Pennsylvania, this has since been disputed by the series' art director. However, the 2006 film Silent Hill did introduce this link, making Silent Hill a similarly deserted mining town with an unstoppable underground fire. But things got more interesting when, from 2008's Silent Hill Homecoming onward, the video game series began to include elements such as raining ash, implying it had effectively co-opted the movie's origin story for the town. Centralia may not be the original influence behind Silent Hill's design, but it is a locale now inextricably linked to the franchise as a whole, both in the film and the video games. 5. Metal Gear's stealth gameplay was due to technical limitations. Metal Gear Solid is the stealth action gaming franchise, and Hideo Kojima's iconic IP kicked off all the way back in 1987 with the MSX2 release Metal Gear. Kojima's original vision for the game was that of an action-heavy military shooter, but the MSX2's technical limitations meant that only a small number of bullets and enemies could be present on the screen at once. And so Kojima scrapped his action-centric plans, reimagining Metal Gear as a stealth game where the player was encouraged to avoid enemies and open fire as little as possible. Had the MSX2 been just a little more powerful and been able to support Kojima's original concept, the series would have been very different, and the stealth game as we know it may not even exist. 4. Resident Evil was based on a niche 1989 Japanese horror movie. Though the Resident Evil franchise is obviously inspired by the legendary zombie movies of George A. Romero, there's actually a far more specific touchstone for the series. Kiyoshi Kurosawa's 1989 Japanese horror movie Sweet Home follows a TV documentary crew who visit the abandoned mansion of a famous artist, only to find themselves haunted by the ghost of the artist's dead wife. Kurosawa also supervised production of a video game adaptation developed and produced by Capcom. The result, a top-down RPG, effectively birthed the survival horror genre, to the extent that when Resident Evil went into production in 1993, it was actually intended to be a 3D remake of Sweet Home. As the rights to the movie IP had lapsed, Capcom decided to reinvent the game as a new property, and so Resident Evil was born. 3. Five Nights at Freddy's was inspired by bad reviews for the creator's previous game. Sometimes great success can be born from great failure, and that's absolutely the case with the beloved Five Nights at Freddy's franchise. The series, developed by Scott Cawthon, was conceived after Cawthon read reviews for his previous game, Chipper and Sons Lumber Co., where players likened the characters to off-puttingly creepy animatronic creatures. This prompted Cawthon to spin his negative into a positive, deciding that his next game would not only be in the horror genre, but lean into the whole creepy animatronic shtick in the most literal way possible. 2. God of War's Kratos was modeled off Edward Norton in American History X. God of War's Kratos is one of the most iconic video game protagonists to emerge over the last 15 years, but you'll probably never guess quite which movie character inspired this bald-headed, chiseled look. As a matter of fact, it was none other than Derek Vineyards, Edward Norton's neo-Nazi protagonist in American History X, who serves as Kratos' primary visual basis, pertaining to not only his physical stature, but also his facial expressions. As fascinating and unexpected as this is, in retrospect, it kind of makes sense for one violent psychopath to be inspired by another. 1. Star Fox's gameplay was inspired by Miyamoto's visit to a shrine. While by modern standards, the original 1993 Star Fox might seem like a relatively straightforward rail shooter, designer and producer Shigeru Miyamoto received inspiration for the game from a most unexpected source. While walking around Kyoto's Fushimi Inari Taisha Shrine, he ended up at the famous Senbontori Gates, a series of winding arches which would guide walkers along a twisty path. This gave Miyamoto the idea of creating a rail-like path which players would fly along while having to pass through gates. And better still, the surrounding shrine area is also not so conveniently adorned with idols of foxes. You can see how it all fits together. It's often said that Miyamoto incorporates simple life experiences into many of his games, and that may well be the root of his undeniable genius. Clearly, it paid off once again with Star Fox.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.